There's lots of different focuses in our nation's capital right now. The Obama administration seems to be focused on don't ask, don't tell legislation, trying to get that done this year. The Senate working yesterday on the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, food safety bill, getting it passed, hoping this House will follow suit and pass their version of the bill so it can be done in the lame duck. And a whole host of agriculture groups, 10 of them to be exact, gathered together in a special news briefing yesterday in Washington, calling on Congress to wake up and do something about the death tax between now and December 31st of this year. I think the star of the show was probably Scott Bennett, a college student from Virginia Tech University and a cattle producer representing the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He told Congress to get off the dime.
Folks here in Washington like to talk about repopulating rural America and bringing the next generation back to production agriculture. But let me tell you, in rural America, producers are fed up because actions do not reflect words or promises here inside the Beltway. One would like to think that common sense would prevail and this death tax would be reformed in such a way that it allows young people, the next generation, to take over family farms and ranches that provide a safe, abundant, and affordable food supply here and across our borders.
Bennett told the gathering about the family farm that he's been brought up on in Virginia.
Knollcrest Farm was started by my great-grandfather, passed on my grandfather, now 76 years young, and is now primarily operated by my father and his two brothers. My grandfather has attempted to plan around the uncertainty of the death tax, but this task is nearly impossible. With a $1 million exemption and a 55% tax, we would need to sell most of our assets just to keep part of our operation in the family.
The nation's largest general farm organization also talked about this death tax debacle. Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Estate taxes hit farm families harder than other small business owners because 84% of our assets are real estate based. When Uncle Sam comes to pay his respects, surviving family members without enough cash on hand may be forced to sell land, buildings, or equipment that they need to keep their operations going. In these circumstances, farm families' heartache is felt well beyond the gates of our operations because the rural communities and the businesses we support also suffer when farms and ranches downsize or disappear. And farmland close to urban centers is often lost forever to development when estate taxes force farm families to sell off land to pay their taxes.
Stallman told the group that they liked the so-called Lincoln-Kyle bill, which calls for a $5 million exemption and a 35% top tax rate for the estate tax. Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, says his group would prefer a lower exempt amount, just $4 million, and a higher tax rate, 45%. He says we got to be responsible in helping pay the bills of Uncle Sam. But he says we do need reform of the estate tax.
And so we're all here calling on Congress to pass estate tax reform. It needs to be a balance between what's reasonable and how do we pay for all of the expenses of government. And I think to deal with the estate tax issue and not deal with the stepped-up basis issue might actually even create a larger problem. And so they need to be dealt with together.
Some 10 agriculture groups coming together for a call to Congress for some action here in the lame duck regarding the estate tax. Wheat and corn and the soybean folks, the cotton industry, all making the plea. Chris Wall with National Pork Producers gave a good summary of why it's so important to get this thing done now before the IRS starts messing with people's lives after the 1st of January.
The death tax is not repealed or fixed in the next 14 days. Farmers are going to go out of business. And the reason for that we haven't touched on yet is when the IRS looks at these farms, they don't assess the value of, especially with the land, on keeping it a farm. They assess it on what it could be. So either a development or a golf course. Example from the pork industry, we have a board member that lives in southeastern North Carolina. The land's been in his family for many years, not quite as long as it's been in Taylor's family. But he built it from the ground. His grandfather built it from the ground up. He inherited it. It's a small to medium-sized farm. It's right outside of Pinehurst, North Carolina, if you're familiar with that area. The developers would love to have that land and turn it into a golf course or resort.
Maybe the question is, would you rather play golf or go to an outlet mall somewhere and shop a little more? Or would you like to eat in the future? A whole host of agriculture groups saying we've got to reform the death tax and it should be done in the lame duck. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.